our program continues with Act Two of tonight's story, One Way to Broadway, starring Jimmy Stewart.
Attaboy, Lucky. You keep singing till I get back. I won't be long.
Steve, don't forget your rubbers. It's raining us.
Yeah, I got them on, Allie. So long, Lucky. So long, honey.
Good luck, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, but I'll need it.
Oh, just one moment, Mr. Spotswood. You can't slide by me this time.
Oh, hello, Miss Clancy. I was just going uptown.
Now. None of your breezy exits, young man, even if I am your landlady.
Well, I was going uptown. I have to see Mr. Grundy about
something. Now, look here, Mr. Spotswood. I hate to keep asking you about the rent all the time, but it's the only way I can get it out of you.
Oh, does the rent do again?
Again? It's been due for 2 months.
Well, that's what I was going uptown about. You see, I just finished a new play, and Mr. Grundy promised to read it last night.
Never mind about this Mr. Grundy.
No, it's a comedy about two people on the fourth floor and a bird that brings them luck. That's why it's lucky, because he's in it.
Who's in it?
The canary. And you're in it, too. A nice Irish landlady with a heart of gold. She's got the second act curtain with a plunger in her hand.
What?
Now, away you see it.
What? See what?
The play. I can't miss. Mr. Grundy's going to produce it.
Now, come back here, young man.
See you later, Miss Clancy. I'll have a check for you in the morning.
Sit down, Spotswood. I'd like to have a talk with you.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Grundy. What did you think of my play?
Well, I know this is going to break your heart, but I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't? Why not?
Well, you see, it isn't really a play, Spotswood. It's a vaudeville act.
Oh, vaudeville act, huh? And there isn't any vaudeville anymore.
Now, don't go to pieces, old man. Some of it was very touching.
What was the matter with the rest of it?
Well, you see, it's not funny enough to be a farce, and it's not realistic enough to be a comedy. The basic idea is all right, and the dialogue is pretty good, but it just doesn't gel.
Well, I was writing a play. I wasn't making jello.
Now, don't take it so hard. You've got a lot of talent, Spotswood. And the next time you write a play, you'll do much better.
The next time?
Well, you're going to keep on writing, aren't you?
Well, I guess so, Mr. Grundy. As long as there's a typewriter in the house, I'll keep pounding it. The Seven Pillars by Stephen Spotswood.
Sorry, Mr. Spotswood. Mr. Grundy didn't like it.
Blow the High Wind by Stephen Spotswood.
Sorry, Mr. Spotswood.
Sorry, Mr. Spotswood.
Sorry.
Oh, Steve, after all this, we're right back where we started from.
Well, gee, honey, I was worried about you. Where have you been?
Working. Jim Eklund gave me a part-time job.
Who's Jim Eklund?
Don't you remember Jim from Schenectady? He's got an office in New York now.
Oh.
I had to do it, darling. I know you don't want me to work, but I had to do it. I was ashamed making excuses to the landlady and hiding from the butcher and finding a new grocery store every week.
Yeah, I understand.
We haven't paid a bill in months. The bird store, the Chinese laundry, the gas company, they're all after us.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Steve, why don't you give up playwriting and get yourself a decent job? We could be so happy, Steve.
Well, I don't know, Allie. I've given up so much to make a go of this thing.
Then why give up any more?
No, you don't understand, baby. I don't want to be a great playwright anymore. Maybe I did when we came here, but now I'm fighting for my life, honey. I've got to lick this somehow. Lick it right. Or I'll never be able to do anything else.
How can you lick it, darling?
Well, I've got an idea.
What kind of an idea?
For a play.
Oh, Steve.
Now, listen, honey. This is the last play I'll ever write, I promise you. Only this one's going to be produced.
After seven others have failed?
That's just it. Those seven other plays weren't all bad. There was something good in every one of them. A scene, a character, a turn of the story. Even Grundy admits that. There was something good in every one of them.
What's your idea, Steve?
A combination of the whole lot. Taking the best elements of each play and putting them all together in a new one. The best one of them all.
Steve, you're crazy.
It can be done, Allie. I know it can. And I've started to work on it already.
Putting seven plays together into one?
Well, not seven plays, honey. Just the best parts of them. And when I get through this time, there won't be anything wrong.
Steve, honey, Are you going to work on your play again tonight?
Yeah, I've got to, baby. I'm still on the first act.
Well, if you're going to work, I'm going to go to the movies with Jim Eklund.
Okay, all right. Okay. Hello, Ellie. Oh, where you been?
Out to dinner with Jim Eklund.
Oh, good. Glad you got a good meal.
Steve, don't you care anymore?
Oh, sure, I care, honey, but I just got to get this play done. Ellie, I finished the play. It's all done, baby. And as soon as I... Oh. Well, I thought you were home, honey.
Just a moment, Mr. Spotswood.
Oh, now, don't stop me now, Clancy. I'll talk to you about the rent some other time.
You won't have to, young man. Your eviction notice has just been posted.
Eviction notice?
Yes, it's right there on the door. You've been dispossessed for non-payment of your rent.
Well, but this is crazy. I mean, this is no time to dispossess us. But we can pay the rent now.
With what?
With this check right here from Mr. Grundy. Take a look at that, Miss Clancy. Take a look at that. He just paid me $500 in advance royalties for my new play.
You mean he bought it?
I'll say he bought it. He says the best play he's read in years. And commercial, too. We go at a rehearsal Monday morning.
Well, for heaven's sakes, you are a playwright.
Yeah, well, treat me with a little respect, will you? And give me a chance to tell my wife the good news, huh?
Your wife isn't home, Mr. Spotswood.
What do you mean she isn't home? I just left her a couple hours ago.
Well, she left right after you did. She took her suitcase, too.
Suitcase? Well, what are you talking about?
You better read this here letter, Mr. Spotswood. She left it for you.
Well, yeah, let me see the letter. Dear Steve, I tried hard to stay with you, darling, but I just couldn't stand it any longer. I've gone away with Jim Malcolm to Reno. I'm going to start proceedings for a divorce. I hate to leave you this way, but it's the only thing left for me, Ellie.
Yeah, I've seen it coming for a long time.
Oh, no, she can't run away with that guy. Not now. She can't do that.
She did.
Gee whiz, she just packed her clothes and ran away with another guy. How could she do that?
Well, that's the way women are when they've had enough. I feel sorry for you, Mr. Spotswood.
Yeah, thanks.
Maybe you'll have better luck the next time.
Huh?
I said, maybe you'll have better luck the next time.
Yeah. Only there's not going to be any next time. The ride's over, Mrs. Clancy. This is where I get off.
Spotswood. You'll get over this. You've got to get over it. You can't just put an end to your life because you walked out on you. Where's your pride? Look, you can't commit suicide just because your wife left you. What good would it do? Steve, now look, don't do it. Steve. Come on, now, keep away from that stove. Keep away from it, will you? Will you get away from there? Take your hand off that gas. Now, don't turn it on, Steve. Steve. Don't. Okay. If that's the way you want it, there's no stopping you now.
Steve, what? Darling, wake up. It's me, honey. It's Allie.
Allie?
I've come back to you.
Well, Allie, where am I?
Huh? Right here in our apartment. You must have fallen asleep.
Asleep? You mean I dreamt all that about you running away and all?
No, sweetheart. I did run away. But I was a fool to think that I could ever live without you. I realized it as soon as I got on the train.
Honey.
No, don't say anything. Not now. I'm so terribly ashamed of myself. I only want you to put your arms around me and tell me that you forgive me. If you can forgive me.
Well, sure, I forgive you, Ellie.
Oh, darling, I love you so much. I'll always love you. And I'll always stay with you. No matter how many plays you want to write.
What, you haven't heard the good news?
Yes, I have. Mrs. Clancy told me you sold the play.
Yeah, just this afternoon, while you were gone. We'll make a fortune out of it, Allie. Mr. Grundy said it would be sure to be...
What's the matter, Steve?
What?
Why are you looking at the stove?
What? No, look. Allie, No, there's something I don't understand. I've been alone here for over an hour, and when I went to sleep, the gas was on.
Gas?
Oh, yeah, Allie. I did a crazy thing, Allie.
Oh, don't worry about the gas, Steve. They turned it off an hour ago because we didn't pay our bill.
Turn it off? Will you be downstairs?
Yes, Steve. What's the matter?
Not a thing. Not a thing, honey. Just hold me tight. Let's not say anything more about it, huh?
Thank you, Jimmy. That was wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Stewart will be back in just a moment. You know, Easter comes early this year. It's just a week from Sunday. And Easter is a wonderful time to remember our friends and loved ones. You'll find Hallmark Easter cards designed for just that purpose, to send to your friends, to mother and dad, to grandmother, or a favorite aunt. And there are cards that express the deep spiritual joy of Easter. For the children, gay, rollicking Easter bunnies, cutouts, colorful greetings that will delight any youngster's eye. So stop in tomorrow at one of the fine stores that carry Hallmark cards. You'll discover cards that seem to have been designed just for you. So remember to look for those three identifying words on the back when you select your Easter cards. Those three words, a Hallmark card, tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. And here's Jimmy Stewart again. Thank you, Jimmy, for one of the finest performances we've had.
Thank you very much, Jay. Now, tell me, what's on the boards next week for the Hallmark program?
Well, are you a deep water man?
Well, me? From Pennsylvania? No, I'm strictly an armchair admiral. But I always like a good solly yarn.
Oh, we've got one. A story from real life called Deep Water Captain. One of the saltiest citizens who ever weighed an anchor or bossed a crew.
Well, who plays it?
Louis Calhern.
Oh, that sounds like a fine show.
It is. So join us next Thursday, Jimmy, for the wonderful true story, Deep Water Captain, starring Louis Calhern and presented by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Stewart can currently be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, Call Northside 777. Starting March 29th, he will appear in the Broadway play, Harvey. In tonight's story, Jimmy Stewart was supported by Mercedes McCambridge in the role of Allie. One Way to Broadway was dramatized by Robert Sloan and was based on the story entitled The Juggler by Arthur Stringer, as it appeared in the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Loeb, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. Hallmark cards are sold only in stores that have been carefully selected to give you expert and friendly service. Remember Hallmark cards when you care enough to send the very best. Now, this is Jay Jackson saying goodnight to you all until next week at this same time, when our story will be Deep Water Captain, starring Louis Calhern. Other stars soon to be heard on the Hallmark program are Ann Rutherford, Franchot Tone, and Ralph Bellamy. See you then.
KMBC, Kansas City, Missouri.